But as soon as they had gone, the head of the Sûreté, who had a weakness for little girls, changed his tone and admonished me as one man to another. "Next time, you must be more careful. Gad, you can't pick 'em up as easily as that, or you'll get into trouble. Anyhow, you can find dozens of girls better than that one, and far cheaper." It was a perfectly ridiculous amount to pay. I felt him to be so incapable of understanding me if I attempted to tell him the truth, that without saying a word I took advantage of his permission to withdraw. Every passer-by, until I was safely at home, seemed to me an inspector appointed to spy upon my behaviour. But this leitmotif, like that of my anger with Bloch, died away, leaving the field clear for that of Albertine's departure. And this took its place once more, but in an almost joyous tone, now that Saint-Loup had started. Now that he had undertaken to go and see Madame Bontemps, my sufferings had been dispelled. I believed that this was because I had taken action. I believed it sincerely, for we never know what we conceal in our heart of hearts. What really made me happy was not, as I supposed, that I had transferred my load of indecisions to Saint-Loup. I was not, for that matter, entirely wrong. The specific remedy for an unfortunate event, and three events out of four are unfortunate, is a decision, for its effect is that by a sudden reversal of our thoughts it interrupts the flow of those that come from the past event and prolong its vibration, and breaks that flow with a contrary flow of contrary thoughts, come from without, from the future. But these new thoughts are most of all beneficial to us when, and this was the case with the